two rather special non-commercials, and, as too often, they're both tonight. Partly in response to some remarks in favor of fractioning natural gas out of rock and shale, the Peace and Justice Center tonight is showing Gasland, a documentary that takes quite another stand, at 7 tonight in 209 Hubbard Hall at WSU. And at 7:30 tonight, the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway shows Of Gods and Men, about a group of monks who have to decide almost literally between life and duty when a hostile army takes over their area. And commercially, we have much more conventional fare in the independent but hardly experimental Kill the Irishman. It claims to be a true story, and I'm in no position to deny it. But it resembles so much more the Warner Brothers crime classics of the 30s with James Cagney than what I understand of the mafia story in the 1970s that I can hardly believe Cleveland was so little affected by the efforts of such as Johnny Torrio and Lucky Luciano and Frank Costello to make organized crime into an almost respectable business. Still, I suppose we must remember that even The Godfather and The Sopranos included gang warfare with bombs and machine guns, though I'm not sure the bombs would have taken out whole buildings and wharves with cars parked on them. And there's little effort to humanize the characters in Kill the Irishman. When even Christopher Walken doesn't come across as anything special, you can't help feeling that writer-director Jonathan Hensley just didn't care about going beyond stereotyping, which may not hurt him at the box office. The gangster genre allows for more modernization than the Western, but its basic appeal remains what Hensley and company emphasize. Ray Stevenson's Irishman approaches a comic book hero in his habit of just confronting the enemy, regardless of circumstances, and either beating him into jelly or shooting him in the forehead, even as the car rushes toward him. Veteran Irish stage star Fionnuala Flanagan brings out a relationship with old Celtic folk heroes, but Stevenson shows no loyalty to clan or cause. People show loyalty to him, rather. We are told at one time that he is clever and at another time that he is cautious, but neither quality is illustrated. And toward the end, Kill the Irishman turns into almost a serenade of big orange explosions and gunfire that sounds like howitzers. Two women claim to love him, and the first wife uses makeup and still facial expression to suggest character development. But I was most impressed by the unconcern with development, no matter what people went through. Kill the Irishman seems incomplete even on its own terms. Val Kilmer plays a policeman who keeps vowing to take his childhood friend down, a la Pat O'Brien and James Cagney, but what he does that contributes to that cause was not clear to me. Kill the Irishman is a genuinely primitive gangster thriller. Still, the primitive gangster thriller has never lost its appeal, and the action in Kill the Irishman is fast, our reactions to it are refreshingly pure and simple. Our sympathies are not called upon by the presence of innocent victims. There's enough moral consequence to keep our consciences under control. And in general, there's a lot that should entertain the mass of the current moviegoers and even fussy people like me. Jim Erickson, over and out.